USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The White House is doing their best to promote the aggressive stimulus package that's being worked out by Democrats in Congress. The stimulus covers nearly $2 trillion in spending and adding to the debt. Republicans in the House and Senate believe that's too much money and also remind everyone that the stimulus plan that was passed near the end of 2020, that money has not been spent yet. Speaking during a White House coronavirus briefing, CDC Director Dr. Rachel Walensky cites declines in new COVID-19 cases and hospitalizations.
Although hospital admissions and cases are consistently dropping, I'm asking everyone to please keep your guard up.
Walensky reminding everyone this is not the time to relax and also repeated warnings about avoiding traveling during this time. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Can you really believe the news? So much spin. Americans just don't trust big media. And if you're really tired of the old news, check out Newsmax TV, the fastest growing network in America. It's on all major cable systems. Each night, watch Newsmax TV and see big shows with Sean Spicer, Greg Kelly, Lindsey Keith, Stinchfield, and Rob Schmidt. They're exposing Joe Biden and Nancy Pelosi's surprising agenda. So tune into Newsmax anytime. If your cable doesn't carry it, call them and tell them you can go to another service that does. Or you can download the Newsmax app on your smartphone. It's free, and you can watch it anywhere in the world. Newsmax is also free on TVs like Samsung, LG, and Vizio. And millions of people watch Newsmax on Roku, YouTube, Pluto, Zumo, Apple TV, and more. There's a reason 30 million Americans watch Newsmax TV all the time. Check it out today. Newsmax is real news for real people.
Florida's Republican governor is gloating after Tampa Bay's Super Bowl win last night.
When you win a Super Bowl with a 43-year-old quarterback coming in who has a pretty doggone good career up to this point, and you do it on your home stadium, and you do it against the defending champion.
Republican Governor Ron DeSantis saying this win gives Tom Brady his seventh championship, plus the Miami Dolphins' perfect season in 1972, are the two greatest team sports achievements in NFL history. Pennsylvania Lieutenant Governor John Fetterman wants to be the Commonwealth's next senator. In a video announcement, Fetterman saying he's not going to fight for one part or one party of Pennsylvania, but the entire Commonwealth.
Just the way I did as mayor, just the way I'm doing as lieutenant governor, and just the way I would as your next U.S. senator.
Fetterman making headlines in January by saying if you say the Pennsylvania election was rigged, that's not part of protected speech. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Some long-awaited guidelines are set to be released from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
The CDC is expected to release new guidelines this week, giving school districts a blueprint for bringing students back into the classroom. President Biden said Sunday that it was time for schools to reopen safely, adding it would likely take fewer students in each classroom and new ventilation systems. Former FDA Commissioner Dr. Scott Gottlieb tells CBS News that schools have proven they can reopen safely with precautions in place.
Well, I think the prerequisite is putting in place mitigation steps in the schools. The school districts that have reopened successfully, and there was good data out of North Carolina where they did some systematic research looking at the experience in those schools which were open, showed that when they wear masks, when they distance, when they try to take precautions in the classroom, there's very little transmission within the classroom. The schools are not a vector of transmission, and especially children under the age of 14 are less likely to both get infected and transmit the infection.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
A blast of Arctic air is expected to bring cold temps to the Midwest and East Coast for much of the week ahead. National Weather Service meteorologist Brooke Hagenoff says this is a very serious event.
The duration of this cold event is something we haven't seen really since about 1996 is the last time there was such a long duration cold event like this.
The polar vortex comes as the Northeast and Mid-Atlantic was hit with another storm system on Sunday, dropping a few inches of snow. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.